name of my story this morning is Stop Hunger. Here is the Sunday school teacher and some of the students in her Sunday school class, and she asked the class this question. Can you all go visit the governor over in Harrisburg next Tuesday at 2 o'clock and ask him to stop hunger? After a pause, Elizabeth raised her hand and said, but Mrs. Sunday school teacher, we all go to school next Tuesday. Well then, said the Sunday school teacher, would you all go over to the shelter tonight and cook a meal for some of the children that are homeless and have no food? Our parents wouldn't allow us to do that tonight, said Gator. Besides, I'm not tall enough to reach the top of the stove. Do you know anyone who is hungry? The Sunday school teacher asked, and the children thought about it to themselves and thought, no, except Elizabeth. She looked at Letitia and Tekoya, and she wondered if they're hungry. Elizabeth heard her father say that their father had lost his job, and they might not have very much money to be buying good food. And then Mrs. Rutabaker, the old woman that lives up on the third floor apartment above them, that watches them when their daddy is at work, she sure doesn't have much money either for food. Would you give a plate of food to a hungry child? The teacher asked. Oh, the children wanted to say, well, yes, but they weren't sure how they could do that. Well then, think for a moment about what you could do and what you would do and what you should do if a grown-up helped. And then I want you to draw that idea, she told her class, on a paper plate. And then that plate of food idea will be taken by a grown-up over to the governor's office. So Barabbas got busy and he drew, let me get it apart here, he drew bringing a can of tomatoes for the food pantry. And Ken drew a picture of money in an envelope that's going to be put into the offering basket. And running chairs, right there's running chairs, and she drew a picture of hay, her favorite food. She is a horse, yes. And Mary Beth drew a picture of, with Thanksgiving coming up, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy and a slice of turkey and some broccoli and some pumpkin pie. Yes. And Hammond drew a picture of a game on the phone, which has nothing to do with food, but then he drew an apple on top of it. Yes. Now, I'm going to give each of you a paper plate from the basket here, and you can take some crayons. Try not to use the yellow ones. They don't show up very good on white. And you can draw an idea of what you think could help stop hunger. And I've hung some up. I don't know if you noticed them on the glass door back there. And I'll hang up the ones that you do. Just put them up in the basket here when church is over or when you come up for communion. And in real life, there is a grown-up who is going to take all the paper plates over to the governor of Pennsylvania at his office in Harrisburg next week. Thank you.